half, and it's pretty hard to go out there. And, well, it's not real hard, but just not going to be fun to go out there and rotate my inverted peas. So, anyway, so I use the vertical most of the time because it's a five-band vertical. I can just, you know, I've got it tuned for all five bands, and I don't have to mess with it. If I get way down and decide to do FT8, let's see, on 20, I'll have to hit the tuner just to keep it low. I mean, I'm below 2, SWR of 2 on it, but I like it really, really low to keep the radio nice and cool.
I hear that, and if you're running real low power, it helps too, any little bit you... especially if you're running QRP, but yeah, there's, I mean, a little less noise, but that's because of the nulls. You're getting less capture anyways, but for the most part, a vertical is a great antenna for DX, no matter where you're at, but what was I going to say? Something else I was going to say about that. Oh, there's separation, though. I mean, it's not so much after a skip, because it twists to the atmosphere at that point. But, like, if you're going from horizontal to vertical at UHF and VHF, well, there's between, like, 30 and 60 or something outrageous separation. So you lose that gain you get just because the plane for the magnetic and the electrostatic whatever is the other way. It's 90 out.